But first, it's time now for this week's Down to Earth, where we take a look at the tech that was intended for space but has since come down here and found a new home on Earth. And this week, physicist Stuart Higgins is hearing how the Indian space program is throwing seafarers a lifeline.
What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Welcome to Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, the mini-series that explores how space tech is used here on Earth. I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins, and this episode we're looking at how India's space program is helping to save fishermen's lives. The Indian Space Research Organisation, otherwise known as ISRO, was formed in 1969. It aims to use space technology for national development as well as scientific research. As part of this mission, ISRO created the Indian National Satellite System, a series of satellites that, although being in space, are very much pointed back down towards Earth. They house instruments for weather monitoring, as well as radio transmitters for telecommunications, TV broadcasts, and also search and rescue operations. And it's that latter category that led to a space tech spin-off, the Distress Alert Transmitter. It's an emergency beacon that can be attached to fishing boats and used to contact the Coast Guard in case of emergencies. And while similar systems were already available, the ISRO system took advantage of the Indian National Satellite System to provide continuous coverage for the Indian Ocean. This is because the satellites are placed in a geostationary orbit. The speed with which a satellite orbits the Earth depends upon its height above the surface. Objects in low Earth orbits of a few hundred kilometres travel faster than those higher up. This means they orbit the Earth multiple times per day. In the case of an emergency beacon, it's critical for the distress signal to get through at any time of day, not just when the satellite happens to be orbiting overhead. One way to achieve this is to place the satellite into geostationary orbit, which is about 36,000 kilometres above the Earth's surface. At this orbit, the relative motion of the satellite matches the rotation of the Earth, so the satellite effectively sits above the same point on the equator without changing position. ISRO's Distress Alert Transmitter uses a combination of the Indian National Satellite System and the Global Positioning System, GPS. So in the event of an emergency on board a boat, the Distress Alert Transmitter is activated by pressing a button corresponding to the type of emergency. Initially, a GPS receiver determines the boat's location. This, plus the type of emergency, is transmitted via radio up to the Indian National Satellite System. A satellite relays the signal back down to a base station on the mainland, alerting the Coast Guard. Although simple to use, the Distress Alert Transmitter relies upon some serious space technology to help save lives. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, and join me again soon to learn about more space technology that's changing lives back on Earth.
Thank you, Stuart. And Stuart will be getting into DIY next time when the cordless drill will be coming down to Earth.